Yes, our dear Blurtisons, we are back. We are here to go ahead and bless y'all's ears once again. Just do note that that I am okay. After last week's podcast, a certain somebody listened to it, and let's just say I am totally not in danger right now. Unlike somebody else on the podcast who may or may not still be missing. Still no word on like her whereabouts,
Gone.
but yeah, she might be cooked, but I'm totally not in danger. Send help.
She might be where Mara is after we get done with this episode.
Woo!
All right.
Woo!
So if you're reading the title of this episode, this is apparently it was brought to my attention by Meech that this is a big thing on TikTok, but Mara versus the horror Avengers, more specifically Big Jeep. Before we get into that, because this is going to be interesting from just the things that I had to research for this episode, I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius,
And Meech presents.
a Blair City podcast.
And we will need a strong legal spiegel.
Oh yes, let's go ahead. The purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by the respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right, so Meech, as someone who, me not having a TikTok and you bringing this to my attention, why was this so big that we had to do an episode about it?
Oh, it's big because of the fact that as y'all know, I am a black man, and also I love horror movies. So this literally hit both of my communities in one fell swoop, and it literally took over the TikTok internet for a whole month. Let's just say this woman did in 1 month what Hollywood hasn't been able to do in about 10 plus years. And that is assemble the horror Avengers. What do I mean by that? What in the world is this topic, right? All right, so let me give it to you straight. On F September 15th of this year, a woman by the name of Mara posted a video, and this Mara is a black woman. She said, like, hey, have you ever seen a horror movie and thought, you know what? I can whip this person. Like, and like Saul Horman's like, oh yeah, I can beat this person. And you know who I could beat? I could beat Jeepers Creepers. All 5'3" of me. I can whoop his behind. And this just set off every single community in one fell swoop. What do I mean by every single community? I mean literally every single community, because firstly, you just of all the serial killers, all the killers that you could have picked to want to squabble with, you picked Jeepers Devontae Creeper. You picked our boy who casually just ripping off limbs, casually eating body parts, casually ripping off his own body parts just to regenerate a new one. Nah. Well, he's a demon, but he a demon. So I don't know if we can give him the card. But the problem is, if he says the hard R, who gonna check him?
No, but I mean, like, it was funny, like, all the names and stuff. I was like, yo, we claiming Jeepers Creepers now? We ain't never claimed Freddy.
Because we can't claim Freddy. We won't take Freddy. We will never claim Frederick Roger Krueger.
Jeez.
Now, Jason Devontae Voorhees, we will claim. We will claim all day.
Even though he's clearly a white man.
Not anymore. He black. He black. He black. But still, it's like, hey, we claim Jason like we claimed Candyman. Oh wait, Candyman is black.
Candyman is literally black. Well, if you want to say that, Candyman is like an offshoot of Bloody Mary in a sense, we can say that.
We could say that, but we still claimed them. We still claimed them.
Indeed.
But yes, this, of course, this lit up the internet like a wildfire, because again, why would you choose, of all people, probably one of the most difficult to kill serial killer? As a matter of fact, in all the movies, he doesn't die.
He's pretty hard to kill. Yeah,
Yeah,
you're
the
right.
first movie, he literally wins by
Yeah.
killing one of the main characters and leaving. By the second movie, he's just pinned down till his time is up, which, in
Yep.
case you don't know the Jeepers Creepers lore, he's a demon. And for 20, every
Seven.
23 years,
23, yeah.
yeah, every 23 years for 23 days, he gets to go out and murk folk. Send people on a t-shirt, put them in packs, and there's nothing you can do to stop them except try to wait it out. So by the second movie, it just ends with his time running out, and the main character, and like one of the main characters of the movie, 23 years later, is just waiting for him to wake back up.
With the harpoon.
The harpoon. And then the third movie, which we don't talk about, just takes place in between one and two.
A third and a fourth movie.
There's a fourth movie. But in any case, yes, this woman is absolutely diabolical for that statement alone. And of course, TikTok, and specifically the black community, ha made it very well known that no, baby, no, you can't. As a matter of fact, give us your card. Give us your card back.
I would say in fairness, but you're right. Like the creeper doesn't die. Like he just goes back to sleep, mostly, depending on some lore, notwithstanding the two movies we don't talk about. But yeah, out of all the horror movies to pick. But what I will say, which we'll get to, she was standing on business. See, she was not ducking that smoke.
She wasn't. She wasn't.
Ten
That's what
toes.
that is, and this is what makes it crazy, is because of the fact that, see, normally with stuff like that, the person, they'll either send an apology out, or they'll just quietly disappear from the internet and just not post anything for like months at a time. No, this woman out here posted a response like, yeah, I can still whoop him. Like, you doubling down? You doubling down on Jeepers, John Quavius Creeper? Nah, see, you DeLulu now. You DeLulu, because you really think you out here can beat the Creeper.
Oh man, that is wild. But I love it. She had like the one with the niece. Then we'll get to a bit later about the other people that gets called out as well.
As a matter of fact, there was one video she says, like, oh yeah, so if we get involved. And then all the community was like, who is we? Who is we? You mean you? There's no royal we. There is no Nintendo we. We not talking in French. We're talking about you. And of course, if this being one sided, it would've been hilarious, just on its own for like a few days. But then another TikTok account decides to make its presence known, titled Big Jeep. And it's the Creeper himself. Of course, it's obviously somebody cosplaying as the Creeper, but it's
Indeed.
still the Creeper responding in the way only the Creeper would, by having an actual printout photo of this girl Mara profile
Wow.
picture. Like, excuse me? I was like, ma'am, at this point, this is when the community goes like, girl, we need you to retract your statement right now. Your life is genuinely in danger. And she kept standing on business.
I respect it 100%.
I respect the stupidity, As long as you don't bring us into this. Right? Because and it keeps getting worse because then it got to the point where Big Jeep, he's licking the picture of her.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
Big Jeep, he's licking the picture of her like he would in the movies. Like, oh nah, yeah, girl, you are in danger. Stop now. And she wouldn't. Then he started actually printing out t-shirts with her face on it. It's like, oh Lord, he about to actually put you on a t-shirt.
Dog, the videos with like the people like showing the repast dinner spread plates had me roll.
Yes, and that was the next part I was gonna get into. Now I got to, when he put her on a t-shirt, that's when everyone's like, you know what? Hey, y'all. So what we all bring into the repast?
Oh my
And for
gosh.
those of you who don't know what a repast is, or you're not part of the black community for some reason, here's well,
Some
actually,
reason.
and for some reason you're still listening to this page. All right, but here's what the repast is. A repast in the black community is a post-funeral service where everyone from the funeral just gets together and they just have a meal. What type of meal is it? It's 99% of the time soul food.
Potluck style.
Yeah, potluck style, 99% of the time it's you get stuff like your fried chicken, your catfish, collard
Green beans.
greens,
Yep.
black-eyed peas,
Cornbread. Some
cornbread.
somebody might have the fried fish if they cook it right.
Somebody might. The potato salad, just everything in the black community that is a major stereotype for us, except for watermelon, is gonna be there.
That's true. I haven't really seen that a lot when I've gone to repasses before.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you ever see a watermelon at a repast, it's
There's
just
usually a fruit spread, maybe like some diced, maybe diced watermelon, but not like a straight up like slice, like slices of watermelon.
yeah, but in any case, it's like, and now it's like people are posting videos of themselves cooking up some repast meals. They cooked the green bean casserole. Somebody that made the collard greens. Somebody frying fish. Somebody frying chicken. Somebody made the sweet potato pie, which I better get a slice of that. I'm not even gonna lie to you. You had the baked mac and cheese.
Yes.
I'm like, Lord have mercy. The black community is getting together to celebrate the passing of this one woman.
If she recruits the other community, she might be able to take on Big Jeep.
Which,
You know what community that would actually get involved in this?
no, they can.
It's not us. I can
Well,
tell
yeah,
you
it's
that.
certainly not us, but
The other one would.
the other, they would try.
That's what the first movie was about.
They'll try, and you see what happened to all of them. You saw what happened to.
No, but now that I was thinking about it, because I do remember the first two movies, is that Jeepers Creepers, he feeds off of your fear. So like the sister in the first movie wasn't afraid of him, so he didn't want her. And then in the second movie with like the bus scene when he was like being
Oh,
nasty and looking at that
yeah.
bus. He was only looking at for people that he was scared of, and he was like, yo, get out the way so I can like the next person. She ain't scared of him, so I think she could take him.
It's not a matter of if you scared her or not. It's a matter if you got the ability to actually fight him and win. And
Indeed.
the answer to that is no.
No, it's no. It's no.
The answer is obviously no. Now here's the part where things go from, yeah, this woman is dumb, to, yeah, nah, this woman is out here delulu beyond, like, is there a level past stupid? Is she Billy from Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy's level of stupid right now? Because then she decides to call out Michael Audrey Myers. And I'm not even kidding about the Audrey. Audrey is actually his middle name. Michael Myers.
No wonder he was such an evil person.
Yeah, I know. If you had the same middle name as Drake's first name, you kind of there's only a few paths for you.
Hey, you keep talking, you're gonna be like the Afro Puff Samurai. Someone gonna scoop you up.
Nah, 'cause I'm part of the Kindred crew. The Kindred crew, we got each other's backs, you know. Say I got a whole crew from Compton right outside the door. I dare somebody. I wish somebody would. But at least my crew, I'm going after somebody specific who I know I could take on. She taking on people who you shouldn't.
In fairness for Michael Myers, he got did dirty in the last Halloween movie where I forgot the name of the dude because I hate Halloween Ends so much, but he like soloed Big Mike, so
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
she has a chance.
Maybe she has a chance against a 70-plus-year-old Michael Myers.
Yes.
But if we talking about Prime Michael,
Nah.
we talking about Prime Michael Myers like we talking about Prime Muhammad Ali. Prime Michael Jordan. Nah. I was about to say Prime LeBron, but we not gonna get into that.
Hey man, you about to get snatched, I'm telling you. You gotta chill.
We ain't getting into that community, but yeah, she called out Michael Myers, and then of course a Michael Myers TikTok channel decided to reply. He's like, nah, bring her here.
Nah.
Then she goes out and calls out Frederick Krueger. Nah, so now you calling out the Dream Demon, the dream version of Bill Cosby.
And we just talked about him last week when we were talking about the black phone.
We did, and we talked about how when you go to sleep, don't go to sleep.
I mean, even if you bring him out into the real world, you're not banging with Freddy Krueger. That's the problem.
Especially if you all 5'3". What you think you girl? What you think you gonna do? Nobody gonna help you, cause you did this to yourself.
So, did she call out anybody else? Because then I have a big question at the end for this.
Oh, she called out a bunch of people. She called out Leatherface. She called out my boy,
No.
Jason Devante Voorhees.
Nah.
She called out my twin.
Jason in New York was the reason I'm never boxing with Jason.
She called out my twin. See, me and Jason, we locked in like this. Even though he probably still gonna try to kill me. But I understand him. I'm getting out of his way. It's like, hey,
Don't go to the
BJ.
camp.
Yeah, exactly. Just stay away from Camp Crystal Lake. You'll be fine. But no, this girl decides to call him out. And so now he rose up from the dead. She called out Annabelle the doll.
Oh boy.
So you calling out the demon in that doll, especially after the incident earlier this year where the actual Annabelle doll went missing in Texas for like a week?
Did she
Nah.
call out our boy Charles?
Yes.
Oh no.
Yes, she called out Charles Lee Ray, the Chuck Meister, which, to be fair, he probably should have been the only person she should have called out. The only one who I can conceivably see all 5'3" of her she could take.
But not if it's the Chucky out of the TV series, though.
Okay, maybe out of the TV series, yeah, no, she might be cooked, but
It's gotta be like Child's Play 1 through 3.
even Bride and Seed, yeah, she has a chance, but as soon as they start getting into the TV show, she kind of cooked. But yeah, she called out Esther, the girl from Orphan.
No.
So yeah, she calling out the entire horror movie Avengers, and they all, each one individually, clapped back at her.
What about Pennywise?
I didn't see anything on Pennywise yet.
I might call out Pennywise based on how the movies go. No, but think about it, because Pennywise is similar to Jeepers Creepers, where it's like if you're not afraid of him, you can put in work. Well, different from Jeepers Creepers. You can put in work on Pennywise though.
Yeah, but let's just say as soon as you pull out them deadlights on you.
That's fair.
If you pull out them deadlights on it, it doesn't matter if you're not scared or not.
That is true.
You'll be like,
Gone.
oh, you already did.
All right. So, outside of Chucky, who would you actually call out? Like, if you had to call out any.
Woo! All right, so besides Chucky, here's who I'd call out. Ghostface.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, please. Please show up, Ghostface.
Please, I dare you, because
Please pull up.
you are a regular person. As no, regular
Her
people.
sons.
You're
Yeah.
regular people, because it's probably at least two, maybe at most three of y'all. I
Yeah.
can take on three regular people. Just give me a knife and I'm putting in the paint.
Yes.
So yes, you are gone.
That's a good one. I didn't even think about that. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely, you getting clapped up. Who else on the horse?
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
Getting clapped up. Who else on the horror? Who else in the horror genre would you call out?
See, the problem with Annabelle is you're not fighting Annabelle. You're fighting demons.
Yep.
That's the doll. You don't stand a chance. Then
I just remember who else she called out.
who?
Pinhead.
Oh my gosh. Heck no. Heck
Oh
no.
nah, she done for. I completely forgot Pinhead was in on the beef.
No. See,
Nah.
Leatherface is similar to Michael Myers, where it's like he's a human, but he's so inbred that he has like superpowers.
Well, he doesn't actually have superpowers.
Well,
That's the thing.
supernatural strength, what it
Oh
feels
yeah,
like it.
he got inbred strength,
Yes.
and crackhead strength,
Yeah.
but at least he's still human. He's still
Yeah.
regular enough to where Jessica Biel can chop off his arm.
Yes.
Now, yeah, so I can probably take on Leatherface also because of the fact I'm faster than him. So I know how to duck and weave. I'm part of the Weave Nation. Shout out RDC.
You just gotta like get over the mental hurdle of the chainsaw as it goes.
Yep. You just gotta know where the chainsaw and where the sharp edges are at all times, and you good.
Okay.
Slice, 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 dice.
Anything from Silent Hill?
Boy, have you lost your mind? You just want to die.
No, because if that pyramid head do come out, it's over.
He's like, you know what? Hey, Pyramid Head. You know what? Just put the Pyramid Head on me, big bro.
Just put it
Just
on me.
put it on me. Just go ahead, convert me already. I'm done with this. Let me become a nightmare. If you're talking about from Silent Hill, anybody from Resident Evil?
Oh no. I mean, no, 'cause I'm all of them have powers, especially like 7, 8, like ridiculous. And then like in, is it the second or the fourth one where the dude follows you the entire game?
Second and third.
Yeah, I absolutely not. 'Cause you can't kill him, right?
Unless you have a giant rocket launcher.
Bazooka, yeah.
Just need to
So
hit him
no,
with the
I'm good.
RPG.
I'm staying away from Resident Evil unless I have powers, like in the last two.
Ooh. Oh, not. Oh, well, both of these are a firm no for me, but The Ring.
No. Well, I'm not even gonna have the tape to
Yeah,
like do
exactly. It's
it.
like exactly
You
for us, it's like if we have the tape, we're just like
what's crazy is that you can't
stomp it
really
out.
do. You can technically not do the ring these days because nobody has VHS, so you would like have to update it, and like nobody really has DVD players that much anymore because of
Yeah.
streaming. So it's just like that would be interesting, like a concept of how to do it.
Oh, what if it's a kind of like a like a certain like YouTube channel? And if you
Yeah.
watch the YouTube channel and it's the video on there, then you cooked.
It'd be interesting because like. Obviously, with horror logic, there are a lot of things you let slide, but I feel like YouTube would quote unquote ban it, but put in them VPNs.
Just bam, bam, bam. Nope, we cooked. And then the other one I was thinking of was The Grudge.
No. Well, I mean, coming out of your body. Heck no. Okay, this is a deep cut. Pumpkinhead.
Ooh, that's a deep cut. But realistically, it's not Pumpkinhead. Well, Pumpkinhead's the problem. You have to go after who summons Pumpkinhead.
That's a good point.
You have to. So, in other words, he's technically good because you don't have to fight him. You have to fight who summons him, and who summons him is typically a regular person.
That's a good point.
So go swoop.
Release his soul.
Yep, release his soul to the afterlife.
All
We
right,
know he's going below.
nice. All right, anything else with this? The responses.
As I said, the responses are insane. Yeah, we got people posting repasses, people going to surgery. Of course, every time Mara is standing 10 toes down, which I'm just like, why?
She did it with her knees too. I loved it.
Yep. So yeah, and we all know that it's a Mara gets done, but still though. Okay, so it gets into this question now. Well, actually, I have two questions. I'm gonna get the first one is which is kind of like a silly question. All right. So as we know, another person on the horror list that I'm definitely saying no to, Art the Clown.
Oh no. Absolutely not. No. This is technically, I feel like we can't count it, but Children of the Corn, because technically it will always take place with like different kids and stuff like that. So you're not really fighting like a single being entity though. So
I mean, me versus a bunch of kids, I'm running wilt numbers.
yeah, that's what Auntie Ethel thought too.
Yeah.
You saw what happened to her.
Oh yeah, but again, I saw what happened to her. I know better. We just go click, 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 click. Safety's off. We going to town. But now, all right, but now the real question I ha first real question is like, all right. So with the fact that Scary Movie 6 is happening,
Ooh.
By the Wayans brothers,
Ooh.
do you think this controversy will get a mention or a reference?
Oh man, that's a good one, 'cause I feel like they're gonna spend a lot of that movie like crapping on they didn't do three, right? They only did one and two.
No, it was 1 and 2.
So I feel like they're gonna spend a lot of time crapping on 3 through 5 with it. Man, there's been a lot. I think they're definitely going to do a reference to Get Out.
Yeah.
Since that's been like a big, I'm just trying to think of like a big cultural points. Oh, the hap not the happening. What was the movie we watched? The Blackening. Oh
Blackening.
man. Oh, it'd be funny in The Blackening too if they make like a semi reference to it. I do think it would be really funny if she had a cameo in it and it was her boxing big chief, because there is that one scene where Regina Hall was fighting the what you mean like out of the ring.
The
So
ring girl.
that was funny. I think
Please.
they might do it.
They might. And all I know is that Scary Movie 6 is about to be the greatest. It's about to be returned to form. Because from what I heard is that they're holding nothing back.
I love it.
Everything that is cancelable nowadays, they don't care. To which I'm like, yes, time to stop being sensitive. Let's go.
I love
All right.
it. I love it.
Yes, but now on to the real question. So we're talking about how this woman has gathered all these serial killers, all these horror movie characters out here as the Horror Avengers. And now, if we kind of take that name and actually create a Horror Avengers, who would be the starting six?
Does it have to be Marvel? Because there are some absolute characters that need to be on.
No, it doesn't have to be Marvel. Just
Number
Horror
one,
Avengers.
absolute Joker.
Woo! Yep.
The
Yep.
first time you showed me that, I was like, Batman, hang it up.
Yep. Not even having absolute Catwoman is enough for me.
Scarecrow got to be on there.
Yep.
Absolutely has to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So absolute Joker, Scarecrow in any form. Oh, we need a monster. Is Swamp Thing like, I know he's like a tweener. Is he like ever like super evil evil?
Not really.
So no, because all he cares about is
He's
protecting the green.
he protect the green, so he's like any at most he's neutral.
Mephisto.
So you get the actual de well a devil
Mephisto.
in, get devil in.
I'm trying to think of, oh, what's his name? What's his name? Raven's dad.
Trigun.
Trigon has to be on there. Trigon has to be there. Interdimensional demon. See, I don't want to put Dark Side because like I kind of want to keep it spooky spooky, even though he would obviously be there, but he's like already a big op.
Carnage.
The Carnage would definitely be on there.
It's like, come
No,
on.
no, no way, no way. The Red Goblin.
Nah. Cletus Cassidy's scarier.
Okay, that's fair.
Because
That's fair.
this man actually is a certified demon.
That's fair. I'll give you that.
Red
Null?
Goblin wishes he could.
Null, I would say. But if I feel like if we put Null, we just have to take Carnage out.
Yeah, it's either you get one or the other.
So who you got so far?
Okay. So I'm thinking like
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
So who you got so far?
okay. So I'm thinking like this. We're gonna have three from Marvel, three from DC. Actually, you know what? Let's do this. Two Marvel, two DC, two Star Wars.
Ooh, okay.
All right, so here we go. Here we go. DC immediately absolute Joker, because absolutely no way we ain't allowing that demon free. For number two on the actual just evil, we gotta go with the demon Trigun, because what he did in Teen Titans was diabolical.
Yeah, what he did in I can't remember if it's Apocalypse War, but it's the one where he, yeah, Apocalypse War. Oh my God.
Whew. And then for Marvel, I have to have Cletus in there. Cletus Cassidy, Carnage. He literally is a serial killer.
Yeah.
So he fits the bill. Now, another person who also fits the bill is oh dang it, I forgot his name already. Who was it? Who was it? Who was it? Was it
What villain
oh
is it?
He's from he's part of the oh yeah, in Immortal Hulk, the one below all.
Oh, the one below. So basically, evil God.
Yes. As we got a Trigun in there, like we might as well go full
Yeah,
evil,
if
evil.
yeah.
All right, and then next up from the Star Wars realm, in terms of just prime fear, you gotta get Big Daddy Vader in there.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
he out here getting wilt numbers, all right. And then number two has to go to Abeloth.
Yep. Legends extended.
Exactly. And if it wasn't Abeloth and I had to go strictly canon, then well, Palpatine, you coming right on back
Yeah.
again. Or should
Yeah.
I say the current Star Wars writers.
Are they about to get out the paint anyway? Well, the head lady is, so.
Oh yeah,
Oh,
Kathleen Kennedy's
this is
gone.
technically not what's hot, but I mean we're just chatting now. Did you hear about the search for Ben Kenobi or whatever it was?
Say what?
So Adam Driver, he like created a script for a movie that was like a is the character Ben Solo, that's his name?
Yeah.
Okay, it was like the search for Ben Solo or the search for like Kylo Ren, where it would have been kind of like a standalone story for Kylo Ren. And
Huh.
that had like a full script ready for it, and then Disney shot it down. Because
Wow.
I think they don't want anything to do with that plot line, even though the next trilogy is going to be related to
Ray.
yeah, so
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so it was going to be The Hunt for Ben Solo, and that was going to be like kind of like his solo standalone movie.
Badumts. I say
So
what you did there. Insane. I'm looking at it now.
but I mean, I know you're like saying that. I feel like you would not want that though.
Well, so here's the thing. When it comes to the sequel trilogy, the only good things about it, consistently across all three, was kind of Ben Solo. Think
Yeah.
about it. He was the
Oh, I
only.
agree. I agree.
Yeah, it's like he was the only good part in all three. With just the fact, like, oh yeah, he's having basically the opposite journey of his granddad, which is his granddad was having a strong pull to the dark before caving in. This one started off in the dark and started trying to get the pull to the light before caving in.
All right. So, anything else with this?
No, this was a, yeah, I said this was a major, this is the thing that, like, it was so hilarious. It had to be given an episode because, good Lord, it was funny.
Just know, Mara, I'm with you, but I'm not with you in this fight. Good luck.
All I'm
Good
saying,
luck.
Mara, is you call my name out. See, I'm gonna have to see you in person because literally, you call me out. The entire Horror Avengers is the least of your worries. I am the Horror Avengers.
All right, so let's get to it. So now we're going to get to the what's hot. So that is what's popular in anime, movies, TV shows, comics, gaming, and the like. So, Meech, what you got?
All right, so in the realm of anime, right? Again, got you a Cuda. Do we want to talk about One Punch Man and the
I
animation?
was waiting for you to bring it up. I heard that is, I haven't seen like any of the episodes yet because there's a lot of stuff I'm catching up on. I heard it's worse than oh, what's the one we were
Blue Lock
cracking on?
Season 2?
Blue Lock, the PowerPoint presentation too.
Yeah, it.
I just saw one
It
clip
is.
of like the dude sliding down.
Yep. That is not a joke. That actually is what happened. I went, did y'all learn nothing?
It's been like 3 years.
Did y'all learn nothing from Blue Lock or from Blue Frames?
Oh
Frame
my.
Lock. Did y'all learn nothing? Oh my goodness. All right. And then, of course, One Piece, still One Piecing.
God Valley going crazy. That's what Bronn said.
Yep, exactly. Then Spy Family, of course, tugging on heartstrings for these past couple episodes.
Whew, from the last two episodes is tough.
Yeah, and this one actually, it kind of hit me even harder. I was like, ooh, ah, Lloyd, my boy.
That was tough, man. That was tough.
Yeah, but then when he saw them again, like only
And you
for
knew what was about to happen.
it was like, wait, hold on. Why would y'all bring them back if unless you're trying to add more trauma? Oh my God.
Gotta
But
keep
yeah.
pushing.
Yep, gotta keep moving. And then as if and then My Hero the movie.
Yes.
'Cause they giving movie level qualities on this. Good
Today,
gracious.
today's episode was the part that I knew because I just saw like, because again, on social media, you gotta stay off of it. Like there's a spoiler of the character at the end of his arc. I will say that.
Ah, dang. Dang, sorry you were spoiled, but yeah, it's like dang. I'm like, okay.
I didn't know
Well,
how it would happen. I just knew that's where that character would end up at, so.
yeah, but that's all right. But then also at the time of this recording, Chainsaw Man the movie of the Risa arc gonna be out.
Indeed.
And let's say we gonna rev it up.
They got a new banger opening song too.
Okay. I'll be ready. I'm ready. Yes, and at the time of, again, at the time of recording, one of us has seen it, to the mire of the Afropuff Samurai somehow from Beyond, Again, I just couldn't see it because again I was busy, but I'm seeing it tomorrow. So, hey, no talking about it till then, even though I kind of know what's happening. All right. So, going from there, right? We go into comics, absolute comics going crazy. Oh, Ultimate Spider-Man. Oh Lord, Ultimate Spider-Man.
Ooh. Cooking.
Oh, it's let's just say things get real superior around here.
Ooh. I'm so mad they about to end the Ultimate Universe.
Right at the end, things get superior. I'm like, no, you cannot do this to me. You can't do this to me.
It's insanity.
It is, and I'm supremely upset. They better just be doing like a relabel, because
I hope so.
or like new number ones with a new team. Because if they not, I'm committing crimes against the state. All right, so we got the Ultimate line cooking, the Miles Morales line cooking, because he just because that crossover with the Ultimate Universe is now done, with ripple effects in both universes. And Null is back. Null is back. Of course, there's a Queen in Black now.
Oh, I did not know that. That is
Yeah, there's a
interesting.
Queen in Black now. We all know who it. Well, it's somebody we're very familiar with, and it's apparently going to lead to a Queen in Black event.
Ooh.
To which I'm like, wow. So you just gonna do my glorious king that dirty?
We don't control V, control P. Or
Right.
control C, control V.
Control C, control V. Control P is to print it. Actually, it's control C, control V, control P.
Yep.
Yep, that's literally how it happened. And they
Printing
think that,
money too.
yep, it's gonna control P the money. But yeah, so we got that line. Spawn, the King Spawn comics finally reached their.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
Line Spawn, the King Spawn comics finally reached their 50th issue, which means it's been 50 months of which is kind of crazy. And then also we have the web comic Ordeal. Ordeal is fantastic. All right.
You want to give us a taste of what it is?
So, stop me if you heard this premise before. In a world where people have spontaneously awakened superpowers and are being born with superpowers, society has adapted to it. And our main character is a person born without said powers and learned how to fight people with said powers. Without powers in and of himself. So yes.
Hashtag the
And
boys. Hashtag the boys.
think more hashtag My Hero Academia if Deku didn't get one for all.
So vigilantes.
Yes, definitely vigilantes vibes. And just know that it's all black coded, so all the characters are black.
Ooh, nice.
So yeah. So it is phenomenal. They actually just did a collab comic with Street Fighter.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's one that I followed for years, and to see like, oh, they got to the point where now they're collabing with Street Fighter. I'm like, I see my boy Brent Cole. He up right now. He up.
That's dope.
Let's get the money. And then also in terms of TV, you mentioned the boys. Gen 5 finished their season. They already confirmed that a season 3 is in the works.
Depending on viewership for season two.
Yes,
It
you're
was
right.
like a hashtag title, but they're probably. I have a question. And it's only because the boys set this up, and since the boys, I don't want to say it's a parody, but they parody a lot like superhero culture.
Yep.
The fact that the boys has three, one already spin off, but two other spin offs that, well, it's a spinoff, but one's a prequel that's already about to happen after the finale next year of the Linear Boys. Do you think it's kind of pushing it a bit too far? Because they have Gen V, which may or may not get a season three. They have Vought Rising, which is about Soldier Boy, and then the Red Lady. I forgot her name. Crimson something?
Oh, I forgot her name.
But the Red Lady that got blown up, I believe, in the previous two seasons. And
Yep.
then they have The Boys Mexico. So, and they literally made fun of, Marvel, DC culture of all these spinoffs. And now, obviously, streaming money, we've talked about this before, but it's like, are you kind of pushing it? Because, like, I'm gonna be honest with you, when the next season of The Boys comes out, I'm kind of done with the Boys universe. To me, it's going to be done.
Yeah, so here's the thing. As we know, The Boys is based off a comic, and the comic
Yes.
did literally the exact same thing. It started getting like a lot of different spin-offs that all ran their own stories, all finished up. Still left you with a bad taste in your mouth, but so yeah, it would surprise me that they're still doing the same thing. I'm just surprised a certain Hero G, you know what it is, sir, because that was its own comic in and of itself, just about that event. So you could say it's starting to get fatigue. But hey, is it? It's certainly accurate. I can tell you that much.
Okay.
Now, the real question is it gonna pull the Walking Dead route and keep going after the finale?
Well, it's already close to that.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
If it keeps doing that, because once the original Boys comic ended, so did the rest of the spin-offs.
Well, the other two are coming after The Boys ends, so that's the thing. And one of them is a prequel. So, yeah, I just don't know how much juice it has left.
I don't know either. But also, for those of you who don't know, Love is Blind has fully finished. At the time of this recording, the reunion special will come out. Well, not at the time of recording, at the time you're listening, the reunion special is out. And let's just say this season ended on probably one of the most controversial moves ever, which I'll probably tell you about off the air, because
Yes.
goodness gracious. But yeah, so that happened. A lot of video game reveals. Apparently there's a new video game, or at least there are a couple new Dragon Ball projects that are yet to be announced in terms of the gaming world. Also, let's rev our systems up. PlayStation, we winning, because Halo has finally coming to PlayStation.
Let's go.
So we finally get to experience Master Chief and him totally not getting folded by Doomslayer in P in PlayStation glory. Also, Pokemon Legends ZA is out, and let's just say, of course, you can't give YNs a video game ever, because we already got the Lumio City Grim Reaper. He out here sliming people out just at night. Come on now. Dang, that's crazy. But that's all I got. What you got?
Okay, so just to be quick with it, there's this new horror movie coming out since it is October called Shelby Oaks. So that's going to be something that's dropping this week of this recording. And then something else, we mentioned this character, Pennywise himself. It, Welcome to Derry, the TV show, is starting, I believe, this Sunday, which would be the first episode should have already released. So those are the two big things for me. So with that, again, we will be covering Bring Her Back, which is a horror movie, which I heard is like super disturbing. So I'm excited for that. Haven't seen one of those in a while. Next week on the podcast for our Halloween special. All right, so with that, let's get our plugs and get up out of here.
All right, so our Instagram, X formerly known as Twitter and Threads, are under BlairCity22. Like, comment, subscribe, stay up to date on all notifications. We are also found on Discord through in the Instagram page. Join a fine community of pure degeneracy. We have our YouTube and Patreon under Blurred City Pod. Get access to very exclusive episodes just by donating a little bit of cheddar. And then also we have our email address, blurredcity22@gmail.com, if you want to send episode suggestions, your thoughts on Marv versus the Big Jeep. Can you take on Big Jeep by yourself? The answer is obviously no. And if you think you can, those emails are getting sent to the spam, to never see the light of day. Finally, I am the Jedi born on Mustafar on Instagram and TikTok, however long we have TikTok left before it becomes fully Americanized. What you got?
All right, so from my individual author pages, we have my Instagram, that is Mitri underscore dash, that is Mitri underscore dash. From my X slash Twitter, that is at the Mad Dash 16. And if you're interested in my book, Phantom Reckoning, that is available on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes and Noble. So with that, we will get into our words of encouragement, but I feel like this needs to be a word of warning.
Yes, you are exactly right, because my words of warning is that it's okay to have confidence in yourself. It's okay to believe in yourself, to give yourself that amp, that boost, whatever. But remember to stay in your own lane. Remember to stay in your lane. Remember to not go outside the bounds of what you can do, because you know your limits. You should know better. And if you try to bring the rest of us into it while you're summoning out the horror Avengers, and now you just unleash an evil across the world, now we got you to blame. And now you not just only have to deal with the horror Avengers, now you got to deal with the entire black community, because you out here doing the work. Oh, I'm so sorry. This is supposed to be words of warning for everybody, and this w and that one went straight to somebody else, but take that as words of warning, everybody. Don't be trying to summon the horror Avengers.
For there's a quote in One of Them Days with Cat Williams that he says, "Take heed." So take heed of this. Discretion is the better part of valor, and sometimes you don't need to have to squabble up with demons to show how tough you are.
No, you
So
cannot.
with that, it's not goodbye forever unless you're Mara. It's just goodbye for now, and that's the Blurred City Podcast.
See y'all at the repass.
This audio was created with Podcastle.ai.